Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Thank you very much. That would be effectively the end here. So that's quite a big turnaround in a month or so. So why now have you signed a new contract, particularly as maybe it could have waited till the summer and you might have been in an even stronger position if you won more trophies?
My position?
Yeah,
stronger for negotiation or what? There were none. That was not necessary. So the main reason for it is when I signed the last contract, I actually thought it will be like this without knowing it will be. I just was the kind of an idea, a plan would have been then long time. What is it then? 8 years, 24, seven and a half, something like that. And I thought that probably will be, because you always ask me things and I have to give an answer. I have no idea what happens. That's actually the truth. But what I thought was, it could be it, to be honest. And then I didn't think about it anymore, to be honest. That's the truth. But you ask from time to time, now and then. And then I said, the plan didn't change yet. That's it. And then the plan changed. That's all.
It's created an even more positive mood. I mean, you kind of alluded to it yesterday as well. You spoke about the impact that your wife had on you. Liverpool fans have already changed your song to sing it to Ulla now as well.
That would be great. she didn't like it too much yesterday. What did you do? telling the truth. That's it. That's how it was. But. No, it's all good. We are in a very positive mood as a family. We are the coaches as well. We are overly happy. It's a great decision for us as well. So that we really love being here. Want to help as much as we can. That this club is as successful as possible, as long as possible, if not forever. So that's success forever, not me forever. Don't make that. That's the plan. It's just over the last few years, this became home for us. That's the truth as well. The area became home, and the club for sure. And that's why we want to stay longer. But it will always be the same. I stay as long as I think it makes sense, and as long as the Mike and the other guys want me to stay here. But that's it. It must make sense for both sides. And in the moment, it's definitely the case, and it makes sense with doing it now as well, because it's important that I think a lot of people know early what's going on. It's interesting for it's good for transfer windows that we cannot guarantee success. We can guarantee stability, and that's in this difficult times, I think a big thing to guarantee, and that's why I think the moment is the right one. And that's it.
Another positive today is obviously Mo Salah being named Football Writers Association Footballer of the Year. You kind of alluded to
that's your award, right?
Yes.
That's what you did. Thank you very much. Great, great choice.
But it kind of brings me on to the next point, because with you committing to 2026 now, I just wonder what kind of positive impact that can have on negotiations with Mo as regards his future and with Sadio as well, because now they know that you are here until 2026, that they know for, not for definite, but they know that the manager isn't planning on leaving midway through any contract that they should sign now.
That's a more question for the boys, to be honest. What exactly means to them, but it's all fine. My relationship with both is great. But I there's it is always in life, there are more things to think about, and not only who's to manage, but I think knowing who's to manage and who's the coaching staff is an important thing, because when you know what you have in other clubs, wherever you could go, we don't know exactly. But how I said, there's no 100% in this business, but I think it's pretty likely that I will stay for a little bit longer, because other coaches are there in the moment as well in other clubs, but you never know how long. But no, I think it's everything is clear in these moments. If it's a positive sign for the boys, great. But I don't think this will be the one decisive thing for whatever decision they have to make. It's their own life, and that's good. But we just wanted to guarantee that everybody who wants to be here knows what he can expect.
Thank you, Vinny. Hendog 10 Years of Red, a premium three-part series documenting the rise of Liverpool's iconic skipper through his decade at Liverpool Football Club, as told by the men who helped him along his way. Jurgen Klopp, Kenny Dalglish, Steven Gerrard, Jamie Carragher, and more. Hendo, 10 Years of Red, all episodes streamed now on Red Men Plus. Head to theredmentv.com right now, sign up and watch.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Richard?
Generally speaking, whatever walk of life, Jurgen, success is rarely achieved without commitment and everyone pulling in the same direction. Clearly now you've committed your long-term future to Liverpool. So what message do you feel that sends out in general?
I ask the outside world. I have really no idea. That was not my intention. I didn't think that far about it. So I realize, obviously, that people are happy about it. That's good, but it's selfish as well, because I'm very happy about it as well. And it's for me in this moment in time, the place to be. To be honest, this club offers a lot. We're building a stand again. But that's just a sign that we never stopped trying to develop and evolve the situation. We have a team in the best age group, but time is running. That's how it is. So we have to do a couple of things. We don't think about changing the team in the next 2-3 years, whatever, but you have to prepare the little things that you are ready for the future as well. And it's always the same. And that's why I really think it's a really good place to be, or good place to join, if not the perfect place. There are good clubs as well, of course, but life is, I think the world is in a difficult situation. So it's not only Corona, it's Ukraine, it's so many things. And then on a lesser important level, big clubs have problems here and there, sports, money, all these kind of things. So we want to offer emotion. And that's obviously possible with the people who support us. We want to deliver excitement, like that. We want to deliver that you really can buy in, that you understand, that you don't think, oh, they are there, we are here, we are not really connected. No, we want to be really together with our people. Apologies to all the people who always try to stop me on the streets, because that doesn't work. Then I resign in these moments. But we want to really be connected, and we want to be special as well in as a club, because we all know we all sit here now in best age in 20 years we look back, and then we it's still, it's for all of us, it's like creating some stories where we remember easily and think, wow, that was brutal. But we have to do that now. We cannot wait until 10 years. We have to do it now. This is not, even when I'm here now already for a while, this is not a contract where we'll have a look now. Oh, it's really nice. Let's stay here forever because people like us. No, no, it's internally with the coaching stuff, it's really like this. It's no threat. This is only the start, to be honest. That's the plan. And that we really, really go for it. There are no guarantees. In our situation now, sports, which we hopefully talk about as well, because tomorrow, that time pretty much, we play against Newcastle. It's nothing guaranteed. That's why we have to enjoy the journey. And the journey so far is a great one, but we don't know if we win anything. And then I know all these guys from outside and other clubs will tell you, yeah, that's nothing and stuff like this. That's not true. If not, then it's the first step. Then we smell it, how it feels, how intense it is. Then we can maybe learn of it, all these kind of things. But in the moment, we try to squeeze everything out of this season what's possible. But I didn't think about signing a contract because we are this year so successful and last year we were not successful, and that's why it was so hard and all these kind of things. No, the last 2 years were really hard because for all of us, because it was Corona dominated our lives, and we thought it's over, and then the other guy put us all in trouble. And it's now, it's really about in these moments we learned again, we have to cherish and appreciate what we can achieve when we are all together, and that's what we want to have here. And that's what we have in the moment. That's what we want to have for longer. And that's what we even want to make more sustainable if you want. Because we have other teams, they are really good as well. And they have their own targets. And it will not always go in this direction. That's clear. But when you are together, when you really respect each other, then there's a good chance that you come through these tougher periods with lesser harm. Let me say like this. And that you can go again from there.
Well, on the subject of Newcastle then and staying the season, where literally every point now counts in the title race, what do you expect for them, and how much have they evolved since Eddie Howe came over? Is there more to serve?
Yeah, of course. A lot. An incredible run there. So when our analyse meeting starts, and you always see the last, well, I'm not sure, 10, 12 results, and it was green is when you win and red is when you lost. It's like green, 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 then red, 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 and then again, a lot of green. So they're obviously in a really good moment, and Eddie plays a massive part in it. They signed one of our analysts. That's for sure a big part as well. I have to say, Mark, if you see this, yeah, we'll play a completely different team. So No, they do really well, and they sign a few good players. But it's not like this. That will happen in the future, 100%. But the power Newcastle is now, but of course there will be a lot of change and all these kind of things. That's clear. But for this season, they brought in smart. They did smart moves. Really brought good players in and just had stability. The players who were there before were probably Newcastle fans. Thought, oh my God, when will he leave? They grow into a really confident figure as well, and it's really good to see what little changes can make. And it will be a difficult one for us. Huh? So it's like, it's similar to a few years ago when we played between the semi-final. We played at Newcastle when Divock Origi had a shoulder. That was a tough game. That was one of these games where I didn't understand what exactly is Newcastle's problem. But why do they not like us so much? the whole stadium was on fire, and we have to expect that as well on tomorrow. It will be tough, but we have to make sure that we are ready for that. We have our targets as well. We know we need results, and we try to perform as good as it's more likely than not to get one.
Okay, I'm going to go around the room. Juliet, and then BBC Magazine.
Juliet. You alluded to it earlier with what you were saying about, you know, you didn't actually say that you probably would extend it, but you probably thought about it, and it's always in the back of your mind, even though when we've asked on occasions, you kind of distance yourself for it. But it just seems that we've got a lot of energy back. I know that over the last couple of years, taking a toll on everybody, including yourself, not on us all, it just seems you've got that sort of fire in your belly again, and the energy. Is that one of the reasons why, too?
Yeah, but so yeah, these 2 years or whatever it was with the pandemic, it was a very strange time. But you learn more about yourself in this time. So it's just what would you really miss if you don't have it anymore? So these kind of things, it's of course family. If you cannot visit each other, all of a sudden you realize, oh my God, that's really tough. When they're in all 2-3 weeks, then you cannot even start missing. In that moment, you cannot have it. And with football, it's a bit the same. It's only one thing. And the other thing is definitely my coaching staff is definitely a reason, in particular. Pep Linders, so it's just you cannot. This fire will never stop. That's crazy, and this helps. It's a really nice relationship with all the boys we have there, and they're all younger than me, obviously, and they're all really buzzing about everything what we are doing, and that's a big joy to work together with these people. We created here an incredible team. All the people you don't know, you might have heard about, but all these guys, they're all. They're starting their careers, but are already incredibly good. It's really nice to have them around, and it's nice to help them, to lead them in specific moments, to calm them down in other moments, and these kind of things. That is really nice. And yes, so far I never had I never struggled with energy, to be honest. It was only, again, you ask me if I don't have energy anymore, that sounds that I'm already on the way out, but it was never the case. So I'm not short of energy. It's just you think, okay, it's not there anymore, then you probably better stop. That's the answer. I know it's difficult and to not make an headline of it or not to understand it that way, but it was never my thought. So we are in the place we want to be. We are, we feel in the middle of something, not at the end of something. And when you're in the middle, you want to see the end or come closer to the end at least. And that's what we try to reach together. And hopefully it will be a sunny place.
Where's it,
Sam? Hi, Jürgen. I know you look wet with this squad. And on Wednesday, I thought your team wet immensely. I know you've been faith that work great as well. Do you sometimes stand there watching in awe as your players, how hard they work, chasing the ball down and that kind of thing as well? Are you surprised by it sometimes? How good they are.
Mm. Yeah, I love how good they are. But surprised, I wouldn't say that. We see them quite frequently in training. It's not easy to be like this every 3 days, but it's possible. I think we all agree that that's possible. I think our biggest limitation sits here and is not the legs. Not for them, it's not, we don't have endurance problems. Of course, it's possible to go 95 3 days with all you have. It's just, we have the problem, it's a contact sport. Physicality is massively influenced by upstairs, like we get vulnerable in a moment, we lose a bit of focus, and that's all a lot, because the game stops, yes, but all the other fast continues. So we are constantly confronted with all with our own thoughts, with all the news and stuff like this. It gets closer, it's further away, the final is there, it's not there, all these kind of things. So that's all intense. And but the pure endurance part, I'm not surprised, because that's actually what we are working for. And so I liked the game a lot, and we will all see on Tuesday how good Villarreal is, because they will try with all they have to strike back, and we have to be ready for that, but not today. But in this game, it was not easy to deal with us, to be honest. It's because of the way we played. I'm not surprised, but I like it.
Okay, fantastic. Carl Markham at the back of the room, we can see. Carl, and then if there's anyone else, catch my eye. If not, we'll go to the breakout, which seems to be quite a long time.
Just go back to the subject of what your contract means in a wider theme. I'm just wondering, over the course of your career, have there been any players who have ever come to you and asked you what your future plans are for Bayside, their future plans? And does that sort of loyalty, is that part of your success? You know, do you engender that sort of loyalty among them?
I had these questions, yes. But what does it mean? What? Again, yes, players ask from time to time. If they didn't read in the newspaper, how long my contract is, they ask me about it.
They come to you and go,
That happened as well. I don't judge loyalty because of these kind of things. For example, so from my side, yes, if I commit, I commit. But I know a player's career is like 15 years, and I have great relationship today to former players of mine who wanted to leave in specific moments when I thought that's a shame that you go now. And a really great relationship with them. It's because we have, I've always said, we all have our lives. And for a club, it's like this. If a player tells you early enough he wants to go, then you have to deal with it. That's how it is. That's is there a club who wants him? Is there a transfer fee? Whatever, all these kind of things. If a player is coming the last moment, not sure exactly when the transfer window closes here, and tells you it's Monday morning, it closes, and Sunday he tells you, by the way, I can't stay here. And you can, yeah, sorry, my friend, that's not possible. But usually you should try to find solutions. And that's all what we do. And we need to know, to plan, we need decisions at a specific point. That's it. And that's what we're working on. But again, I don't judge people if they're loyal or not. If they say during a contract, I want to go somewhere else and want to have a look how the weather's there, how the grass is there, all these kind of things. And that's not the case. I think loyalty you should see in other areas. Yeah, it was now like this that we had a little bit, and I hope it didn't actually extend or get bigger. We had a little problem with a little diarrhea stuff. Curtis and Costas. Costas was back yesterday. Curtis couldn't train yesterday still. So where these two boys were out. Bobby, we need. So it's not a serious injury. We still all are still kind of convinced, but it takes now a little bit longer already than we all thought, especially Bobby thought as well. So yeah, we will not be ready for tomorrow. Bobby didn't train yet, and yeah, we have to get further information and find a way to get him back. But that's it pretty much, I think. Yeah,
cool. Right, we'll go to the embargo section. Those of you at the back, if you don't mind.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.